Okay, Rabbi Sai, we're getting started. Today's daf is daf Kuf Beis. And we're holding daf Kuf Beis Amud Aleph, roughly 10 lines from the top of the Amud. Where at the end of the line it says, Ella Taima Dibidvorim Hatunim Brach Lachreinim Koyman. What is all of this about? This Ella is going back on the brisa we had on the top of the Amud. The reason why we brought this brisa on the top of the Amud was to answer a kasha that we had on Rav Chisda. Since the entire Amud Aleph is going to focus on Rav Chisda's halacha of yesterday, it's kedai to quickly review what Rav Chisda said, so then we can continue making progress. Back on Kuf Aleph Amud Beis, roughly a quarter down the Amud, at the end of the line, it says Yosef Rav Chisda v'ka'amar mishmei denafshei. I assume everybody has that. Rav Chisda said on his own, because previously on the Amud Rav Chisda said the name of Rav Huna, and now Rav Chisda is saying on his own. Hod the amres shinui mokin tzarech levorech le'amoren ele bedvorim she'ein te'unin brocha le'achreyen bimkoymat. What does that mean? Rav Chisda is talking about the halacha. You're going from one place to the other. You're mishana mokai. What happens if you made a bracha in the first mokai, and now you're on to a second mokai? Do you have to make a new bracha? Says Rav Chisda, it really depends. What were you eating the first time? Were you eating just something that rises to the level of a boirin nefashos? We looked it up yesterday in the Siddur, as you'll remember. And Bari Nefashos is typically for things that you make a shahakul on, as well as on regular vegetables that you make a Bari Pri Adama, or on fruits which are not among the special fruits of the Shiva Saminim. All of those items you typically make at the end a Bari Nefashos Rabbis. Said Rav Chisda, since that's not a real kvius, it's not a real meal, a real seuda, if a person left his first place and he is now going on to another place to continue eating, that's considered to be a brand new eating, because the first eating is long forgotten. It was just basically like a nash or refreshments or just a little snack. It wasn't a real meal, per se, and therefore you would have to go and make a new bracha on Shinui Mokon. However, if you're talking about something that rises to the level of either benching or a bracha me'ein shalosh, what we call usually an ala mechya, but which of course includes an ala gefen and includes al ha'etz on the Shiva Saminim, if a person left the first room where he was eating or drinking, and he now moves on to another place, the bias labias. We spoke about yesterday whether the mokum the mokum from room to room, from downstairs to the attic upstairs. Anyway, bottom line is, if he's mishana mokum the mokum the mokum, there he does not have to make a new bracha when he enters into the next room. Why? Because lekiva kama hoda. So let's look at the words of the Gemara. Su Yosef Rav Chisda. That we said that Shinui Mokon Tzarech Levarech. You gotta make a new bracha because you've changed places. Lo Yamoran, that's only said El Bedvarim She'ein Teunin Bracha Li'Achrayim Bimkoyman. Those types of items where you have to make a burn of Foshois, where if you left that place, you do not have to return to your original place, and you can go and make your bracha somewhere else. If you're talking about benching, or you're talking about alamechia, where you should return to your original place where you were originally eating, and you left, go back and make your nuch bracha, make your bracha achrayna there. Ain tzarech lebarach, you don't have to make a new bracha if you go to a different room, to a different house. My time lekiva kamahoda, because the assumption is that you're just extending your original meal. And since you're extending it, it's a change of venue, but not a change of menu, because you're continuing on eating vita this feast. You like that. It was in your honor. That's the reason why you do not have to make a new bracha. So for burning the farshois, you do have to. But in the case of alamechia and the case of benching, you do not have to make a new bracha. That was what Rav Chisda said. We asked the kashan Rav Chisda. We gave a teretz, and the teretz was we brought a brisa at the top of the Amud.
Now just looking at the top of the Yom, once again, the Sanya, the top line, we have machloikis between the Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda. Says the Tanakama, Chaveirim shoyim esubim. You had a bunch of Chaveirim. They were eating together. The Okru Ragleim, and they got up. Why did they get up? Leilech lebeis haknesses or lebeis hamedrash. It was time to daven, and therefore they left the meal temporarily. Kishen yoitzin, when they leave the meal, ain't unam bracha l'mafreya. Ukshen choizin, ain't unam bracha l'chadchila. They do not have to make a new bracha, even though there was a temporary shinui makayim. They left to go to shul. They left to go to the besmedrash. Ultimately, they finally came back. They do not have to make a new bracha. They don't have to make a new bracha. That's a Tanakam. That Tanakam al-Khoira is exactly like Rav Chizda said, because Rav Chizda also said, if you're talking about a meal where people washed, or they're eating a heavy-duty meal, for instance, that there's going to be mechayiv, a me'ein shovish. Now, how do I know that this Bryce is talking about a case where they washed, or that they have a me'ein sholish that they have to make a bracha achrona of an ala mechia, etc., because it uses the terms v'okru ragleihem on the second line. V'okru ragleihem, they picked up their feet. So picked up their feet, that already gives you the sense that we weren't just eating a nash or we're eating a snack. Because you're eating a snack or a nash, you're not even really sitting at the table. You have one foot out the door whilst you're eating because you got to run. That's Parsha Pshat, but it's not only my Pshat, but the Gemara itself expressed that same view yesterday. If you go yesterday back to the Amud Beis, where the Gemara defines Okru Ragleihem, see six or seven lines from the bottom of the Amud. It says, Midik Tani, beginning of the line. Okru Ragleihem, since it uses that expression that they were oiker themselves, in other words, they were like in Haseba on Pesach, well entrenched over two pillows, really entrenched in their seats, and now they have to be oker themselves, uproot them. So it gives you almost...
It's a strong lashon.
It's a very strong lashon, exactly. So it's almost depicting as if you have to have a crane to go and pick the person up or something. It appears that we're talking about a situation where it's a wedding feast, a royal feast, a meal on Shabbos, where we're going to have to make at the end, we're going to have to bench, or at the very least there's going to be a bracha in shalosh, because this is a real feast, and now we have to be okir aglayim. So you see that the word okir aglayim, that is a code term for meaning it's a formal meal where people will have to bench or say bracham in shalosh. So getting back again to Kuf Beis Amud Aleph, says the Tanakama, if you have those types of settings that people sat at a formal meal for benching in main shalosh, then you do not have to make a new bracha, which is exactly like Rav Chizda said, you don't make a bracha under those circumstances. But Amar Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda disagreed. He said, when do you say that? That's when they went to davening, they left over some of the chaverim behind, because those people davened earlier, they davened later, they're going to have another minion, whatever. When everybody leaves, there's nobody left. Yes, they do have to make a bracha under those special circumstances. Fine. So we have a machloikim between the Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with Rav Chizda. Rabbi Yehuda is a Tana, Rav Chizda is a Moira. But Rav Chizda is not consistent with Rabbi Yehuda, he is consistent with the Tanakama. Good. Now the Gemara is going to be medayik. The Tanakama, when did he say you do not need to make a new bracha? Taima de bedvorim hatunim bracha liachrein bimkoimon. The shen yoitzin ain tunim bracha l'mafreya. Ukshen choizin ain tunim bracha l'chadchila. Once again, if you're talking about dvorim, food items, hatunim bracha liachrein bimkoimon. These are heavy-duty food items, like a formal meal, that would require you to go back and recite your bracha on the spot. If you forgot and you left, and then you remembered, uh-oh, I didn't make a bracha achren, you got to go back, because this is benching, this is an ala mechia, this is a bracha main shalish. And therefore, kishen yoitzin, when they leave and go to a different room, a different house. Ain't to a bracha mafrei, they don't have to make a bracha on what they previously ate. In other words, they don't have to make a bracha achrayna. Ukshein choizen, when they get to the other place, or when they return to their original place, they don't have to make a new bracha lechatchila. Why? Because it's all an extension of the original meal. Again, if you're talking about something that would only warrant a bracha of boyer nefashos, afil rabbanon, even according to rabbanon, meaning the tanakama of this price, kishen yoytin tuun bracha lemafreya, then they would have to go make a bracha lemafreya. Why? They would have to make a bracha on what they previously ate. Kishen choizin tuun bracha lechatchil, they would have to make a brand new bracha. And this is therefore exactly like Rav Chizda said yesterday, the distinction between the Bayin Afashis brachos and between the benching and the Alha Mechia bracha. That if it happens to be a formal setting that's going to be Machayev, a Choshev bracha, such as benching, or such as bracha Mein Shalosh, what's the din? When you leave and return, you do not have to make a brand new bracha. However, if it's a bracha of only Bayer Nefashos, then you do have to make a brand new bracha. Says Yimara L'choira, this is exactly the Tanakama and Rav Chizda exactly in line, but now we have a problem with Tiftufta to Rabbi Yochanan. We have a problem with Rabbi, who's Rabbi Yochanan? So Rabbi Yochanan was on the bottom of Kuf Aleph Umid Aleph on the very final line, where Rabbi Yochanan said yesterday, Echad shinui yayin, and now on the Amud Beis, the Echad shinui makom, ein tzarich levarech. When you're talking about shinui makom, you do not have to make a new bracha. Now, what is Rabbi Yochanan referring to? Is he referring to a Bayer Nefashos type of bracha, or is he referring to a bracha of benching or mein shalosh? Says Reshbam both yesterday and today, since Rabbi Yochanan is an Amoira, he should have spelled it out. Since he didn't spell it out, we have to assume that Rabbi Yochanan is talking about Loi Plug in all cases. It makes no difference whether the bracha that you were mechuyev to make was a Bayer Nefashos, or whether it was benching, whether it was Mein Shalosh, if you go from place to place, and you're not Mesiach Das. In other words, the intention when you leave your first place to go to the second place, was, I'm going to continue eating over there. You do not have to make a new bracha ever. Zero. Which Rishbam am I referring to? If you look at the Rishbam here on Kuf Aleph Amud Beis, it's the first wide line of the, all the way down, the real wide lines all the way down in the Rishbam. Rishbam says, the Rabbi Yochanan, you see the fifth word on the line, the Rabbi Yochanan's stomach ka'amar, shina mokim ein etzarech levarech, b'chol dovar hanech al ka'amar, any food item in the world, kosher item. He made a bracha lefaneh, after he finished eating, and makes no difference whether you're now mechuyev or bar nefashos. Benching, mein sholish, in all cases, ein etzarech levarech. How do I know? Middle-aged Pirish, because he didn't explain himself. Sha'am Moira, if he has, in fact, differences in halacha, yesh lo lefarish dvar of Yosem and Abraisa. He's got to speak it out. The Mishnayis and the Abraisas were written in telegram fashion. Very, very succinct, very, very brief. Remember when Rabbeinu HaKodesh, when he started codifying the Mishnayis, this caused a spiritual revolution in Klal Yisrael. Until that point, you were not allowed to write down any Torah Sheba'al Peh. He said, Eis las l'Hashem eferu Torah Secha. Therefore, he kept it very succinct and very brief, and he figured, all the Talmidim, once they see the Mishnah, of course I know Pshat, and as time got on, because of terrible times for Klal Yisrael, unfortunately people were not able to learn with that same Hasmada and Yigiyah that they learned previously, and they started forgetting Pshat in the Mishnah, and that's why we had all the Machlekes Amayroim, and that's why when you have one Mishnah, sometimes you have 10 blot of Gemara going through and analyzing the Mishnah, and from the Reisha to the Seif, and Kashis and Stiris, etc., etc. So the Tanoim were always very brief, but the Amayroim usually, they spoke it out. Since Rabbi Yochanan just said, Shinim Mokim Ein Tzarech Levarech, he's talking across the board. That's what Rishbam said yesterday. Getting back to Rishbam today, on the Kuf Beis Amid Aleph, if you look at the final narrow line of the Rishbam, and the first of the middle wide lines, again the Rishbam says the same thing. Leimetev Tziufta de Rabbi Yochanan, What does Rabbi Yochanan say? The Omar li El Shinei Mokim Ein Tzarech Levarach V'loi Maflik Bein Dvorim HaTeunim LeDvorim She'enem Tunim. Rabbi Yochanan doesn't make any distinction. It's across the board. Loi Plug. Anytime you leave a place where you were eating with the intent of continuing to eat in the next room, in the next house, what's the halacha? You do not have to make a new bracha according to Rabbi Yochanan. Freit the Gemara, back to our Gemara, Lemitev the Yufta to Rabbi Yochanan, Lechoyre from the Tanakama of our Braisa. Since the Tanakama does distinguish between brachos where you made a bracha, you ate a food item that's going to require a burn of foshes, where there the Tanakama says, yes, you do have to go and make a new bracha if you go elsewhere, or you return later after davening. And the case where you had a meal where it's machayev benching or me'ein shalosh, where if you left, you do not have to make a new bracha. We see the Tanakama makes that distinction. Rabbi Yochanan does not. Don't we have a kasha on Rabbi Yochanan? Now note, although we're asking this kasha on Rabbi Yochanan, the Tanakama didn't really address the non-okru ragleim case. The Tanakama only spoke about okru ragleim, which remember we said on the Amud Beis and the Gemara, okru ragleim has that sense that it was a formal meal that you have to go and uproot yourselves, and therefore you ate a meal that is going to require either at the minimum me'ein shalosh and ala michya ala'et or benching. But he really didn't comment on the other side of the coin in those cases where it's not to'en a bracha v'achrein b'mkoyman, in other words, a burn of fashas. It's just that we so assumed it. Why did we make that assumption? Because since the price begins, it sounds like that only in that case did the Tanakama say that when you return, you don't have to make a new bracha, it's fine. How it's mashma, however, if it wouldn't be an okru ragleim case. In other words, it's because of the diuk that we're asking this kasha on Rabbi Yochanan. The only reason why I'm focusing on this, because you'll see those are the seeds of the answer to the kasha. So we'll see in a moment. But in the meantime, the Gemara said, Lema tiyufta de Rabbi Yochanan. Frek timar v'lam yuslune, chod zimna. If you remember, yesterday we already asked a knockout kasha on Rabbi Yochanan. Again, returning to Kuf Aleph Amid Beis, you'll notice the Gemara asked, Meisvei, top line, right after we finish Rabbi Yochanan, Meisvei, Shina Mokim Tzarech Levarech. And what did we say on the third line? Tiyufta Rabbi Yochanan, Tiyufta. So we already buried this halacha of Rabbi Yochanan yesterday. Why are we, in a sense, adding salt to the wounds? We already said Rabbi Yochanan's halacha is ogefrei. Finished, we're done. Oh, let's ask another kasha Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan already had enough bizyonis, if you will, shame that the Braisa says exactly the opposite of what he said. So why, why do you ask this kasha? Says, I want to go and ask a second time. You didn't answer the question. Why? We already asked the Tiyufta. So says Rishbam, just in case in later generations somebody's going to come along and he's going to go and say, I have another Braisa like Rabbi Yochanan. Or he's going to say that this Braisa, in fact, there's something wrong with it. The Braisa is mishubeshes. And therefore they're going to cast doubt on yesterday's Tiyufta. That's why I want to go and reinforce by asking a second Tiyufta. If you're wondering where I take this from, look again at Rishbam, the second and third of the middle wide lines here on the Yomid. Somebody's eventually going to come in and he's going to go and he's going to be mataris lahakamaisa. He'll say, oh, that Bryce is talking about a special situation. Or yeshavish oisa, or he's going to say that that Bryce is mishubeshes, that there are mistakes in the Bryce. Are they Bryce sacheris? Therefore, let's go and ask a second time just to knock a nail into the coffin, so to speak. That will know for sure that this halach of Rabbi Yochanan is incorrect. So l'choyda, I have a good raya from our Tanakama against Rabbi Yochanan. And again, remember, what was the kasha on Rabbi Yochanan? Because the Tanakama said at the top that in a case where okru ragleim, which means it was a formal meal requiring benching or me'ein shalosh, then the halach is when they return from davening, they don't have to make a brand new bracha. Is the chmashma that if it wasn't that fact pattern, but it was just a small nash of sorts, a snack where he's only making a bayin afashes, then you would have to make a new bracha. Rabbi Yochanan said you never have to make a new bracha b'shinim. Okay, says Rabbi Yochanan, the Tanakama who adin, he holds in a filu b'dvarim she'ein tunim bracha li'achreim b'mkoyman nami ein tzrichan levarech. Your inference, your implication from the Tanakama is incorrect. The Tanakama holds in all cases, not only an akuragleim case, even a case of just a burn of farshois. If you left, you come back, you go to another room, you continue eating, you do not need to make a new bracha, because the Tanakama holds like me. How are you going to say, which has that sense to it, the dafka, if you have a formal meal, which is going to require benching or me'ein shalosh? That's not because of the Tanakhama. That's to go and magnify Leidiach HaKoichid Reb Yehuda. Reb Yehuda, of course, is the one that argued with the Tanakhama. Now, what did Reb Yehuda say? Reb Yehuda said that it depends on whether there are chaverim which remained at that meal. If they are, then when you return, the meal was still ongoing. So even though you left a temporary break, you return, you don't have to make a new bracha. But what happens, however, if there are no chaverim? Everybody left en masse to go to Davin. You come back to the wedding hall, nobody's in their seats, it's totally empty. And in such circumstances, you should have made a bracha, the mafreya, in other words, a bracha achrona, and you should start again with a brand new bracha, according to Rabbi Yehuda. And therefore, the dicha koicha de Yehuda, dafilu dvarim shetunim bracha li'achareyin bimkoyman. Even those things that require benching, where Rav Chisda said, and the Tanakhama said, oh, it requires benching, you don't have to make a new bracha. If you go to a new place, you come back to the original place, why, like the Gemara said, because l'kviya kama hadar, the person is just continuing and extending the meal further. So even by those dvarim shetunim brach lachreim them koyman taima they nichu mixes chaverim. It's tafka because some of the chaverim remained behind in the hall in the room. Avol nichu mixes chaverim. If, however, nobody stayed behind, oh, Rabbi say Marv, Marv, oh, everybody gets up on Mass and they go to Marv, there's nobody left at the table. Kishen yoitzin t'unim brachlam afreya, then they do have to go and bench and or say alam mechia, and or say alam mechia. Ukishen choizin, when they're returning from davening to the brachlam afreya, they're going to have to start all over again, they'll have to wash, or they'll have to make new brachas lechat chila. Ah, so that's the reason why the Braisa began Okur Agleim, because we want to establish that tremendous Chiddush Aliba der Yehuda, that even by Dvarim Shein Tunim Brach Lachreim, which we said already in the name of Rav Chisda, and which the Tanakhama also holds in time, if you require benching, automatically, wherever you're going to go subsequently, if you're not Mesiach Das, you intend continuing to eat, it's a continuation, it's an extension, you don't have to make a new bracha. But Rav Yehuda said, oh, one second, depends on the circumstances. If you had a few chaverim remaining behind, I agree. But if nobody remained behind, you do, even when you're talking about even by benching, even by alam nechya, you have to make a brand new bracha. Why? Because everybody left. You don't say that we're going to continue the same meal. So that's the reason why the Tanakhama said the Okur Aglein, not for himself. As far as the Tanakhama says, Rabbi Yochanan, I don't care what the circumstances are. You never, ever have to make a new bracha. Because Rabbi Yochanan says the Tanakhama holds like me. Whether it's Okur Aglein or not Okur Aglein, whether you have to make a Varna Foshis, whether you have to bench Main Cholish, as long as you had in mind to continue eating somewhere else, you do not need to make a new bracha, period. And therefore says Rabbi Yochanan, this Tanakhama is not a kasha on me. In fact, it's a riot to me. I hold like this Tanakhama. Why the Tanakhama is the Okur Aglein? If you're telling me that the halacha is in all cases, that's to tell you Rabbi Yehuda's halacha. That Rabbi Yehuda says that even the case of Okur Aglein, it depends. Did you leave some chaverim behind? Did you not leave some chaverim behind? And the Gemara now brings a raya too. So therefore, the kash on Rabbi Yochanan has been nidcha. We've pushed away that challenge. We still have the original kasha of yesterday, but at least from this braisa, no kasha. If anything, Rabbi Yochanan says the Tanakhama is wholly consistent with me. And now we go back to Rav Chisda, and we bring up Raisa that says, like Rav Chisda, Tanya Kavos and Rav Chisda, Chaveinim Shoyim Mesubim Lishtois Yayin, Chaveinim were sitting together and they were drinking wine, V'okra Gleim, and they decided to pick up, V'chozru, and they returned, Ein Tzrich Nevarech. Now we all know that when you're drinking wine, wine is one of those things that you have to make a bracha me'ein shalosh. You don't make a bracha nefashos, but you have to go make ala gefen val priya gefen, like the ala mechia. Oh, so what would be the din? So this is one of those dvorim that tzrichin, that you have to go, it's t'unin, bracha le'achrein b'mkoyman, you have to go back. And what did Rav Chisda say about those types of brachas? You don't have to make a new bracha, regardless of whether chaverim remained or didn't remain. No difference. Akra gleim, if they left, b'chazru, ein tzrichmal, they don't have to make a bracha. Not only when they returned them, they have to make a bracha. Even if they went to another hall, they went across the street, they went to another makam, as long as they were not mesiach das. Of course, if they're going to go on a 6-hour trip from New York to California by plane, and they started eating here in New York, and then they don't eat anything until they get to California, that's a different story. But we're talking about, if you're doing a short makam lamakam type of thing, the person's not mesiach das, then you don't have to make a new bracha. But only in a case of Mesubim Lishtos Yayin, because then you're talking about one of those brachas, or one of those food items, that Unim Bracha L'Achrayim Bim Kaiman, like benching or main shalosh, the Alagifim, is a raya to Rav Chisda. Notice sometimes the braises begin B'nei Chabura, and sometimes they begin Chaverim. For instance, the next braise we have is Tana Rabbanan B'nei Chabura. And yesterday when we had the Meisvei Menei Chabura Shoyim Mesubin, yet here on the top it says Desanya Chaverim. So Rishbam says that the reason why he uses the term Chaverim is because before we were talking about Menei Chabura, they're all getting up to greet the Chosen Kala. So that could be anybody in Menei Chabura. Here we're talking about to get up to go to the Beis Knesset or to the Beis HaMedrash. Who goes to the Beis HaMedrash, says Rishbam? The Talmid HaChacham. That's why it says the word Chaverim, because as we know the word chover, the Talmudic term, doesn't just mean friends, but a chover means a Talmud chacham.
Well, yesterday we said about leaving the anazakin or a chola here behind, and here we're not making that distinction. There it felt like everyone would have gotten up, but they couldn't, because the person was older and firm. Mm-hmm. Is there any nuance to that?
You may recall I asked the question yesterday, and the answer to the question of yesterday and the question of today is the same. The point is, when is the meal considered to be quote unquote at an end? If everybody has left, if there's one or two or three stragglers remaining behind, whether they happen to be old, whether they happen to be young, whether they happen to be middle aged, whether they have indigestion, whether they're still in the middle of the meal, they're in a conversation. The point is, if people are still there, the chefza of the meal continues. Even though the gavras have all left, the chefza continues. But if all the gavras stood up and everybody left, so then there's nobody left, and so then the meal is ended. Why is the meal ended? There's nobody here. So that's the difference. It makes a difference whether it's elderly, infirm, whether the person has temperature, whether the person is looking in a safer, whether he's talking on his telephone, he's looking at his iPhone, and that. The point is, if people are remaining there behind, the meal continues. The meltzar, the waiter, will come in, and hey, where did everybody go? They're going to be back in a few minutes. But in the meantime, could you please go and give me an extra soda? Can you go and serve me the fish? Can you give me this? And the meal continues even though everybody has left.
Especially if the waiter did not clear the table.
Exactly. However, if everybody is left, then the meal is over, quote unquote. If all went to shul, everybody went. So again, it depends on the man diomar. It's a machlekes hanikam and Reb Yehuda. But that's what Reb Yehuda is saying. As long as somebody is remaining behind, miktas chaveir or a chayil zaken. The reason why the Gemara uses a chayil zaken is to tell you normally chosen kala. Everybody jumped to their feet to go and say mazel tov, the chosen kala, to the mechutonim, maybe dance a little bit, maybe sing a little bit, and say l'chaim. Why are there people behind? Not because these people are unfriendly introverts that say, I'm not interested in the chosen kala, what does that have to do with me? No, the reason is because it was difficult for them to get up. Otherwise, they would have jumped up like everybody else. Okay, anyway, getting back to Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, 5 lines in the bottom. Tana Rabbanan, b'nei chabura shoyim mesubin, the kiddush aleihem hayoyim, leviim loy koshel yayin. Now we're talking about an irregular Friday night. Your people are eating from Friday itself. We're now going back to the famous machloikas of Yehud and Reb Yossi that got us into this in the first place. What was the machloikas of Yehud and Reb Yossi? We started off in the beginning of our perek talking about what's the latest that a person can eat on an Erev Shabbos. Really, the beginning we started Erev Pesach. We're talking about Erev Shabbos. When's the earliest, when's the latest that a person can eat a formal meal? We don't mean going and taking a snack, eating a small piece of cocoa or something like that, or taking a drink. We're talking about sitting down and eating a substantial meal. So remember, we had a machlif with Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yehuda says, until Samach Mincha, meaning from approximately 3 o'clock and on, no formal meals after that time. But Rabbi Yossi said, no, you can eat until nightfall. No, no problem. You, at nightfall, you stop. Robert in London asked a couple of times, why shouldn't the person have, shouldn't he want to go and have gishmak and a craving and a desire to eat Kiddush and Oinik Shabbos? Of course, a person should have that. And a person should control himself. And he should not overindulge himself so that when it comes Shabbos, that he has, he looks forward to eating the Shabbos meal with a taiva, with, you know, sure, of course, with a taiva and with a gishmak. But the Chacham didn't institute any rules and regulations according to Rabbi Yossi, except for Erev Pesach. Good. Now that's all from 3 o'clock and further. What happens, however, if the person ate a meal starting at 12 o'clock? Then he can go and eat the meal as long as he wants. Really, as long as he wants? Oh, we have a machloikis now between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi about when you have to be mafsik. According to both of them, if you started your meal on Friday at 9 o'clock, at 12 o'clock, at 2 o'clock, no problem whatsoever. You can eat and eat and eat. And you can continue eating beyond 3, and beyond 4, and beyond 5. Rabbi Yehuda says when it comes 6 o'clock, meaning techshach, you gotta stop there. The buck stops here. You have to go and end your meal. Now it's already Shabbos. Stop eating. Finished. That's what we call hafsaka. Masha Enkin, according to Rabbi Yossi, as long as you started eating in a permissible time, you can keep on eating until 8 o'clock, and 9 o'clock, and 10 o'clock, and 12 o'clock, as late as you want. That was the machlekes that we had before. Then, if you remember, Shmuel came and said, I make a zashtikl compromise, and he says, Poyris mapu mekadesh. We'll talk about that shortly. So, getting back to our braisa now, Tana Rabbanan, b'nei chabur shei mesubin, they were eating permissibly, they started at 2, before this man, no problem. And now somebody looks out the window and you see that it's getting dark and they say, you know what? Shabbos is beginning. What do you do? So, according to Yehuda, you have to be mafsik hafsaka, you have to stop the meal. So, no, normally I would say, what should you do? Go on bench and then go and start making Kiddush. However, the Braisa says, Nevin le koshel yayin, first you bring the koshel yayin for to make Kiddush on. When you're finished making Kiddush, then Bisheni bring a second kois and Oimer Olav Birchas Hamazin, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Doesn't that sound a little bit strange? Wouldn't you say to him, bench first, and then go and take your new kois and make Kiddush? So Rishbam explains, the reason why we do this is because once Shabbos starts, you're not allowed to go and eat before you make Kiddush, right? As we all know, when you come home Shabbos from davening, Kabbalah Shabbos and Maariv, you come home, you can't just start washing and eating and taking a nash. You first have to make Kiddush. Ah, since we're talking about using a koshel yayin for benching, somebody's got to go and drink from that koshel yayin. But I cannot drink from the koshel yayin because I didn't make Kiddush yet. Oh, make Kiddush first and then bring in a second course for benching, and then we will be able to go and bench our kos and drink that wine because I've already made Kiddush. You see the Rishbam here on the bottom? Tanur Rabbanan, see 4 or 5 lines from the bottom. At first it says in soft font, Hachi Garcino, now in the darker font, Tanur Rabbanan Bei Chabur Shoy Yim Mesubim Bekiddush Olei Mayon Mevin Lekosh Liayin, and he makes Lusha Say Yoyim Be'em Tesudasoy. He makes Kiddush, even though we're still in the middle of the meal. Vasheni miyad, oimer Allah, brichas samaz, and then we take a second kos and we go and bench on that second kos.
Why is that heavy black friends? Like, it's an ordinary shot.
When the reason why they have the dark print is to identify that this is not part of the commentary, but this is a quote from the Gemara. So anytime that you're quoting from the Gemara, the headline is a quote and it's in darker font. To make it easy.
The Braisa is silent about davening Maariv, though.
Right, that's correct.
It's like quotation mark.
Huh? Quotation mark, exactly. Mafsik, and then he has to stop. Kida Omar Rabbi Yehuda Le'el, that's how we started off our parak, that you have to be mafsik. Umiu Hoyo V'Higia Shas Kiddush, since Kiddush has arrived, Tzarech L'Kaddish Tchili, you have to go and make Kiddush first. and only after that can you go and bench him. We're going to see in another few blot that there's a special din that Shabbos is koiveya, koiveya in the sense that as soon as it's Shabbos, you're no longer allowed to eat until you make Kiddush. As far as when they daven Maariv, it doesn't say, so presumably they either did it post Kiddush and post benching, or maybe they did it later on. If you're all by yourself, you're not allowed to eat until you daven first, because you're afraid that the person might forget, or he might drink a little bit too much and get sleepy and fall asleep. But if you have multiple chaverim, each one is responsible to go and remind the other one, Yankel, don't fall asleep, we didn't daven Maariv yet. Barrel, don't fall asleep. So everybody will be each other's shomer. You'll even find it by chassanis today, those that are very, very scrupulous about this halacha, they will say at the table, oh, we just washed now, it's 6:30, Shki is going to be in a few minutes, it's going to go over this man, I might forget, we might not have Maariv. Yanko, please remind me. But sure, but you remind me first. I'll remind you first, but only if you remind me first. So they keep on telling each other, you remind me, I'll remind you, so everybody's a shomer for the other to make sure they don't forget to daven later. Anyway, but today is not much of a problem because at every chasana they always have minyanim going throughout the chasana. But continuing on, so Tana Rabbanan b'nei chabura, what's the din? This is Rabbi Yehuda speaking, and Rabbi Yehuda says when it's kiddush aleinu, yom kiddush aleinu, yom means it's now choshech, it's now shkia, it's ben hashmashos, it's tzeis. Everybody agrees it's Shabbos. Stop the meal. What are you going to go and do? Go and bring in a kois and make kiddush, and then after that go and bench. And then subsequently you can go and eat again. Maybe they'll daven at that time. Then Rabbi Yosi Oimer, Oichel v'hoivich ad shetachshich, and eat and drink and then be merry until shetachshich. That this Loshana Gemara is very, very difficult. Because if he's saying Oichel v'hoivich ad shetachshich, that's the same thing that Rabbi Yehuda said.
Right, that's the same thing.
Exactly. And when we learned before, Rabbi Yosi said, Ein mafsikin, you can go on until 12. What's this ad shetachshich? So therefore, Rishbam says we have to understand this a little bit differently. Going back to the Rishbam on the bottom, you see, I'm oichlim, oichlim. Ad shetigomer su'dosan. So according to that first shot of Rishbam, apparently he didn't have the words ad shetechshach, but rather oichlim, oichlim, until oichlim, oichlim, until when? Until they finish. Until 8 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 12 o'clock, as long as you want. And put the word architecture in parentheses.
Also, he has a plural, the Rashbam, Ochlin, Vacholchen, the Gemara says, Ochlin, Vacholach.
Okay. That's the first check. Inami, not architecture, Holchen, Vacholchen, Mishetechshach. Even though it's Gan Choshech, continue being Oichel Vacholach. Continue eating, even though Mishetechshach. So according to that pshat, it's much, much better. But of course, then you have to go and change the lashon of the brayse, not Adjit Tekshach, but Misha Tekshach. Rabbi Yosi Letami says, Rishbam, Tulideyam Mamasik, Klaus, no din to be mafsik. Keep on eating, 8, 10, 12, and Misha Tekshach. Even though it's gotten dark, continue eating. Good. Continuing on to the Amid Beis. Gomru, Kois Rishon, Mavorach Olav Gomru means they finish Suda. Now this is, again, Rabbi Yosi continuing to speak, says Rabbi Yosi, when we finally finish eating, it's now 10 o'clock at night, and people are wondering, when are we finally going to make Kiddush? Gomru, then Kois Rishon Mevarech Olav Bichasa Mozain. Take the first kos and bench on it. Vasheni Oimer Olav Kiddusha Seyoim, and the second one, we're going to go and make Kiddush, which is, of course, different from what we had according to Behuda. And the reason why it's different between Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yehuda said, first go and make Kiddush and then go and bench, that's each one l'shitosai. Because Rabbi Yehuda is saying, since Shabbos has begun, I cannot continue eating. That's why I have to be mafsik. Since I can't continue eating and I have to make Kiddush, then how am I going to go and bench and drink the kus of the first meal? You're right, I cannot. It's Kiddush time. It's Shabbos time. So what do I have to do? I have to go make Kiddush first, and then I can finish off my original meal of benching and make benching a la kos and drink the kos. And then, of course, eventually I'm going to wash for the next meal. That's Rabbi Yehuda on the Amid Aleph. Rabbi Yosi says, I don't care that Shabbos began. I know that Shabbos was at 6 o'clock, and now it's 7, and it's 8, and it's 9. My view is that as long as you're still in the middle of a permissible meal that you started with authorization on Friday, we started it at 2 o'clock. According to Biosi, you don't even need to start at 2 o'clock. You can start it at 5 o'clock, because Biosi doesn't hold the din of the 3 o'clock cutoff. But it was done permissibly. I would agree, says Rabbi Yossi, if you're coming home from shul and you haven't previously eaten and now you want to start eating, about you have to make kiddush. But if you're in the middle of a meal that was started with authorization, halachically, you started permissibly, then you can keep eating. And whenever you finally finished eating, if you want to start a new meal, then you're going to have to make kiddush. Oh, so therefore, finish off your first meal and bench, just like I continued eating the fish and the soup and the meat and the kugel until now. I can continue eating the kompot and I can drink the wine until now, make benching and make a bracha by your pregofen. Vasheni, after that's all done, then we're going to go and make kiddush for the first time on the brand new meal. Vasheni, I'm a love, kiddusha
say. Does your minister say when he benches in that late, that 9 o'clock at night?
Our Gemara doesn't address it, but in fact the Rishbam did say, not the Rishbam, the Tosis said a few days ago, yes, that you would make a ritzei since you ate so deeply into the night.
Shabbos.
Right. Presumably if you only ate until 6:30, 7 o'clock, not. But if you extended the meal, heavy duty into Shabbos, then you would. Frank Di Marietz.
What if you had Arab Purim coming on Shabbos?
Uh-huh.
Never happens, right?
And then you went deep in.
Mm-hmm.
So do you say Al-Nisim and Arutzei?
That's a very good question. There are those opinions that yes, you do say both, sure. Even though it looks like a tie to the Sasri. You have even more frequently, you have Shalashudas if on Shabbos, which goes into, if you extend it a little bit, into Matzah Shabbos, and Matzah Shabbos is Rosh Chodesh, do you say both? So the Mishnah Berurah brings from the Levush that minhag that you do say both, but the Mishnah Berurah apparently is not maskim, but there are many places where they are so noheg that they do say both, both Ritzei because you started the Sudan Shabbos, and Yalav Yovei because it's into already Rosh Chodesh.
How does the Hebrew end up? What do you do?
My recollection is that he holds that you would only do the Ritzei, you would not do the Yalav. That's my recollection, but of course look it up or speak to a competent Orthodox rabbi.
Okay.
But there are different menhagim. So if you ever hear someone doing that, don't say, ah, no, it's a Mishigan, that's a Daita. No, there's a Levush that holds that way. But anyways, getting back to our Gemara now. So the Gemara says, Amai. Now this is an unrelated question to everything that we've been discussing until now. What's the unrelated question? Amai, why do you have to have two separate koises? Amai, nimrenu l'travayu achad v'kasa. Why don't we go and bench and make kiddush on the same kos? In other words, regardless of whether you hold like Reb Yehuda, or whether you hold like Reb Yossi, Rashi says it's only going, Rishbam says only going to Reb Yossi, so I withdraw. Let's go back to the Rishbam now, the second Rishbam here before the wide lines. In other words, five lines before the wide lines, says Rishbam, then a minute to buy the chat kasa, kida shiyoim, u bichas a mozen seipot. Reb Yossi kaparach. Deal Reb Yehuda, kimen de mafsikin, the tzarech akira shulchan, tzarech shnei koises. We didn't mention it in the Gemara, but parenthetically, always according to everybody, when you're mafsik, but mafsik by definition means you're taking away the shulchan. Remember those small shulchanis ketanim that they used to have in the good old days. Ah, so you took away that shulchan. Now you make the kiddush, and now you're going to go and bench. So it's two different things. That's understandable why you'd have two different crises. But over here, according to Reb Yossi, that you're continuing on and you're benching first. And you're making kiddush second, so you haven't taken away the shulchanos. You have the kois of birchas and maslein. So when you finish benching, why don't you just continue on? Hashem yivarech atzam v'shalom. Instead of making now boyer pri gofen, just continue on. Yom Hashishi or the yom tov nesach. Hashem bachar banav yikolam. No, just continue on with kiddush on the same kois. Am I nimrin v'tavai achad akasa? You don't say two different kedushas, right? Rishbam says the word kedusha over here is lav dafka. Kedusha really means another mitzvah, because birchas hamazon, kiddush in Golan called kedusha. Mekadosh Shabbos, Mekadosh Sof Hazmanin. Here we're talking about, however, benching. Benching, you don't use the term kedusha. So Rishbam says lav dafka. What he really means is shtei mitzvahs. You don't make two mitzvahs on one kos. What's the problem? My time. I'm Rav Nachman Yitzchok Lefi Shein Oisin Mitzvois Chavilois Chavilois. Because we don't want to pile up mitzvahs as if bundle upon bundle. What is that expression? So Rishbam says that chavilus means as if it's a masui, as if it's a burden. You want to patter it up. Come on. You hear sometimes in a shul, I'm sure none of you have used this term before, but people come into shul, it's mincha time, and they delayed by a minute or two. No, when are we going to, when's mincha? Well, let's do it. Let's do mincha. You don't do mincha. You dab mincha. So you do it, sounds like, let's get it over with. What's taking so long? Let's do it already. Yeah, knock it off. So you have the same thing over here. You don't want it to appear. If you're going to do both on one cause, it looks like chavidus one time. Let's get off all these burdens. Let's get rid of them. Instead of making two causes, let's do it in one cause. So you don't do that. Frank Timur of a lawyer, you don't. But Tanya will end in the Braisa. Hanichlas the base of Mutzah Shabbos. A person comes home Mutzah Shabbos from Shul. Mevorech ala yayin vala mor vala psamim v'yachikach oimer havdol ala kois. You do regular havdol like we do. Yes, it's true that the Braisa talks about the ner first and the psamim second. That's not the way we do it. And the Rishbam immediately says, because this price is like Beis Shammai, because you'll remember back in Masechtas Brachos, it was a machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, what the order of the Havdalah is. So according to us, we the other way around, psamim and afterwards more, but otherwise it's all the same, right? Bari pregofen, and then you make a bari mini psamim, then the ner, and then you say Havdalah al-Kais. So that part is fine. But now the price continues on. If he only has one cause, and he wants to have a kois from Lamalka. He's going to have an oilam. The traditional custom was to go and bench ala kos, but I only have one kos left. I only have one goblet of wine. What am I going to do? The name we have a kois echad. You know what we should do? Don't go and make havdola now. Rather, in a half an hour from now, we're going to wash Malav Malka. At the end of Malav Malka, we're going to go and bench. And Umishal Shalan Kul on the Akhrav. And then on that same benching, we're going to continue on making the bracha on the psamim and on the ner and havdola. So we're going to go and crunch time, put both mitzvahs, both kedushas together on one cause. You just said a moment ago, ain't oisin mitzvahs chavidah, just like you cannot make kiddush and benching on one cause, how can you go and make havdalah and benching on one cause? And for the Gemara, ain loishani. Remember the Brisa said, v'im ain li ela kois echad, you only have one cause. If the reason why you are bunching them all up together is because you want to get done with it, let's do it. That's the reason why you don't. That looks like chavidus. I only have one cause. What can I do? I can't go and make a benching or havdalah on Coca-Cola, even though I love Coca-Cola, but it's still only considered to be water. It's not considered to be a psamashke. So what are you supposed to do? English, I don't have a braid. I have no braid. That's what I have to go and do. Freitimar. Oh, by the way, okay, stop. So now there's one obvious question over here that I'm sure is percolating in everybody's minds. You're telling me he came home, he doesn't have enough wine for both the Kostra Bracha and for Havdalah. Okay, don't make Havdalah. Wash for Malav Malka, and after Malav Malka, at the end, you'll go and add the Havdalah on to the end of benching. What's the obvious question?
You can't eat after you make.
You're not allowed to eat until after Havdalah, just like you can't eat until after you make Kiddush. You can't eat Havdalah, right? That's a good question. Anyway, Toysis asked this question, and this Toysis is Menich L'Achar Mosein. It's in the middle wide lines, about halfway down, Menich L'Achar Mosein. Hikshar Rav Nissen. You're not going to eat before Abdullah. We're going to have this another few days in Daf Kuv Zayin. Bastovas, we'll see Mitchum. That means that he also, since he did not have any wine that night with him on Motzei Shabbos, Bas, he slept Tovas with Inui. Inui means with an empty stomach because he didn't want to eat without making Havdalah. And he didn't have Havdalah. Come on, we're going to see the Mishim Dafkov Zayin. And therefore, the Tiretz, Rav Nissen gave a Tiretz, Docha Mayri Kisha Ochal Meboi Joim Ad Shechashay Cholei. Ah, we're not talking about Malka. We're talking about Shalashudas. They want to go and bench after Shalashudas. And the problem is, we only have one cause, so what should we do with it? Ah, that's what the Braisa says. You know what you should do? Go, and eventually you'll bench, you'll finish Shavu Shudas after this man, right? It's in Motzei Shabbos, you'll finish Shavu Shudas, you'll bench, and then be Mashal Shilin attached to the benching, the whole Havdalah after the benching. Well, sounds like a good pshat. There's only one problem, the Rishbam says. Not the Rishbam, the Toysis asks. If skip another three lines, the Kosh at the end of the line, the Kosh, the Loshen HaNichlis Lebeisim Mashash Lehizcha Lechem LeBoyJoyim. It's one thing if you're telling me that Chaverim are sitting around the table and now you're wondering, are they talking about Shalashudas or they're talking about Lav Malka? But if you look at back at the beginning of the Braisa of Atanya, seven lines from the top of the Amid, Hanichlas Lebeisim Matzah Shabbos, the person just came home now, Matzah Shabbos, Mavorach Aliyayim Valamar, if he only has one cause, wait until Achar Mar. Doesn't sound like in the middle eating Shalash Udus. It sounds like he came home, Matzah Shabbos, from Marav, and now he wants to make Abdullah, and his wife tells him, unfortunately, we only have one cause left. What should we do? Well, we'll eat Malav Malka first, and we'll make afterward. How can you do that? You're not eating before Abdullah. So that pshat of the of Rav Nissen is a bisla shver pshat. Oydik shenacha kasha. So skip another two lines. Eli Yesh Leimer, three lines before the end of the Toises. Eli Yesh Leimer. Devadai bechinam ein loy lechel kainam Abdullah. You know, let us stam as I eat before Abdullah. Abakisha engli alakoyse echad mut lechel kainam Abdullah. Kedin lasas alakoyse bechasamasim. If you have this insistence, this minhag. Today, of course, the minig is not as strong as it used to be, but in many places where this minig was very strong, continues to be strong. It says, by the way, one person alone shouldn't make benching halakos. If you have three, yes, you can. If you have 10, it's really a grace inyan, you should do halakos. Anyway, so those people that are makra do it halakos. They only have one kos of yayin, then they're allowed to eat b'shas adchak before Abdullah. Normally you wouldn't be able to eat. So that's the toisis on this, understand our Gemara, this l'chayi shver akasha, how can you go and eat before Abdullah? Anyway, getting back to our Gemara, v'ha yontiv, and now about eight lines from the bottom of the Amid, v'yontiv shechol yois achar ha-shabos, the islay, when yontiv falls out after Shabbos, meaning, like this year, Erev Pesach Chol B'Shabbos, so the first Seder night is going to be on Matzah Shabbos, and this doesn't happen by Pesach very often, but it happens quite often when you're talking about Sukkos and Shavuos. Yontiv Shechol Yos Achar Shabbos, it's now Matzah Shabbos, and it's now Yontiv, the Islay, presumably he has numerous koisois, especially if you're talking about Pesach night, you have arba koisois for the whole family, so presumably has lots of bottles of wine. The Omer Rav, and Rav said, what do you do now when you're making Kiddush? This is the famous rule of the Yaknehus.
Yeah.
Yaknehus, the order of Yayin, Kiddush, Ner, Havdola, and Zman. Zman, of course, is a Shechianu. We don't go into Zman for a moment. The Omer Rav, and Rav said, Yakneh. Yakna means you first make the bracha on Yayin, on Boyer Pri Goffin, and then you make the Kiddush. Actually, here it's on Friday night, it's on Matzah Shabbos, so Asher Baruch Abonim Mikolom, etc. And then at the end you would say Baruch Mekadosh Yisrael Vazmanim. And what do you do after that Ner? Then you go and put together the Neiris and you make Havdalah, but you make the Baruch Boyer Moyer Eish on the Neiris, and then hey, you make the Havdalah. He leaves out Zman. Why? We'll see in another moment. Anyway, but the kasha is, so now on the same Kiddush cup, you're making both Kiddush and Abdullah. Didn't you say a moment ago, when do you allow for making benching and Abdullah together? That's Tafka Einloi. But here, the assumption is it's the first night. Islay, he's got plenty of wine. He has enough for the Arba Koisis and more. That being the case, why are we merging the two, the Kiddush and Abdullah, in the same cause? Ein oisin chavilas chavilas. Ever the Gemara Amri, literally, Omer Zman. Why taka the Rav say Yakne and not Yaknehuz? Why do you leave out the Zman at the end? Literally, Omer Zman, mechlal de bishvi shol Pesach haskinan. We're not talking about the first Seder night. We're talking about the last night of Yontif. Chomai dehavale, ochale, feleslei, Baruch Hashem, throughout the Seder, especially if you have two Sedarim and Chutzlaret, and then throughout the Yontif, and Chalamoid, and the Mishpach, and all the guests. Baruch Hashem, what he guessing, what he drinking, and now it's the last night, there's only one kos left, he doesn't have any more. Frey Timora, for Yontav Rishon the Islay, fine, this Bryce, or not this Bryce, this member of Rav, answered, well, Yakneh. However, what about Yontav Rishon? Then Islay, then the assumption is that he's got wine, after all, he had to have wine for Kiddush, for Havdalah, for benching, for this, for that. V'yom Rabaya, Yak Zineh. Instead of Yaknehuz, he has this man in between. After the Kiddush, you have to have the make the Shechianu, and only after that you have the Ner and Havdalah. V'rova Omer Yaknehuz, like we do. And Rajbam points out that he's not going to comment over here, but he's going to comment later on. What's the reason why for the different orders? Whether it's Yaknehuz, whether it's Yakzaneh, why it's Yakneh, etc., etc. Mishum to be continued and discussed tomorrow in the Gemara. But for our purposes today, it's crystal clear we're talking about Yom Tov Rishon. That's why he's saying Zman. So Ibazoi, why are we allowing for Kiddush and Havdalah to be on the same cause? Mil Havdalah v'Kiddush Chadah Miltzihi. Havdalah v'Kiddush have something in common. Well, Birchas HaMazon v'Kiddush Terei Milininu. These are two separate things. In other words, when do we say Ein Oisim Mitzvahs Chavilas Chavilas? When they're two separate mitzvahs. Benching is one thing, you finish a meal. Kiddush another thing. That's the Kovet Shabbos, the Kovet Yontif. Those are two things, don't do them together. But to make Havdalah and Kiddush, that's Chadimilz. Now why is it considered to be Chadimilz? So Rishbam says, because especially when you're saying on Matzah Shabbos and you're making Havdalah in Kiddush, we don't end off Hamavdol in Kiddush L'chol. Make Hamavdol in Kiddush L'koidish. Ah, so even in Havdalah itself, we are being Mekadish the Yontif by pointing out that this Yontif is not just Chol. It's Takim Mekudish. So therefore Havdalah and Kiddush have the common denominator is that both talking about being Mekadish the Shabbos, being Mekadish the Yontif, it's both Kiddush, it's not considered to be Chavilas Chavilas. So that's very nice. So now, Halacha L'maaseh, when do you make in one kos? When don't you make in one kos? So let's take a quick look at the toises here at the end of the narrow lines. Shein Omer Shtei Kiddushes Al Kos Echad. V'nishnoyagin b'chupa mitamzeh. Many of us have gone to chupas Baruch Hashem during our lives. Shloy loy mashay v'brachas al kois birchas hamozoin ele mevien kois acher. In other words, take, for instance, at your regular sheva brachas, or for that matter, at the chasana when they finish the meal, do you have only one kos for both benching and one kos for the sheva brachas? And the answer is no. That's the minog yeshlagin shloy loy meshev brachas al kois birchas hamazon and levien kois acher. You bring a second kos, one kos the baal birchas hamazon, the bencher, he holds on to that kos the whole time, or he has in front of him, and then the other kos kind of circulates among the sheva brachas people. For this reason, and I'm mistaken to shul a kos. The same person shouldn't make a Beri Brigofen on the second cost. About this, the venture is making on the first cost. Other people can make on the second. Don't go make two brachas. That was Yeshnagin. Achrabeinu Mishulam Hayoimer Hakoil Al Koisechad. He made all together. Why? The Leidam and the Brichas Amazim the Kiddush. The Trei Milin Enu. Like we just said, these are two separate concepts. Kim Rim Samach. Aval Hocha Chodem Milzi. The Brichas Amazim Goyim the Brichas Nisuin. The reason why everybody's gathered here for this Sheva Brachas or for this wedding is because we're all here for this Chasana. So the Brichas Amazim, the Seuda, and the Brichas Nisuin of the Sheva Brachas is really Haino Hach. In fact, you cannot go by Sheva Brachas unless you have a Panim Chadoshes. Why? We all wash, we all ate. No, because you have to add to the Simcha. So the whole eating of the meal together with the Sheva Brachas, it's all exactly one thing as the other, it's all part and parcel. Once, like the Gemara said at the end, it's Chodem Milti. Good. Now he continues on. What about Birchas Eidus and Nisuin? What happens by the Chasan, by the Chuppah itself? We first have the initial Bayer Priya Goffin, and then we have the Sheva Brachas as well as the second Bayer Priya Goffin, right? You have the Bayer Priya Goffin after you make a Bayer Priya Goffin initially, the Masada Kedush makes a Bayer Priya Goffin, and then he makes the Birchas Eirusin, and then they drink, and then once again they bring a second kos for the Sheva Brachas, again the first Brachas Bayer Priya Goffin, and then all the other Brachas in sequence. Again, and they drink. Why do you have to have two brachas? No gulei mashtei koisis. I have heard it's also one Indian echad eris from Nisuf. The time of the gilin zeh below zeh. The reason is because in the good old days they were separated. Gemar b'ksuvas mavorach and birchas eris from base erisin. And very often you'd have after that a year later you'd go and have the chasana birchasan and base chasana. So two different things. So we continue that minhag today. But today they are together. Oh, like our minhag. They used to go and read the ksuvim. It's a kahafsik. That's why you have two kais. Finally, Rabbi Isai, one more taisis, which is of great interest to all of us. I'm sure all of you have noticed over the years on a Matzah Shabbos, not only do we go and make a bracha bari pri gofen, and we have the ner, but we also have the psamim, right? What Matzah Shabbos? You don't have some in your house? I'm sure you do. No. Regular Matzah Shabbos. You make some? Yeah. Okay. What happens if it's Matzah Yontif? Do you go and then take some in
the house?
No.
Shem Yisera doesn't leave.
Because the Shem Yisera continues on. Right. So how come? Okay, so one second. Let's look at the choices. Rav Omri Yakneth. That's five lines before the very wide lines down the bottom. Zotei Sviz, Umasha in Mazkir Bissam. After all, Rav said Yakne, that's the Kiddush and the Ner and Havdalah. What happened to the Bissam? Masha in Mazkir Bissam, Pirish Bam, the Tam Bissam, Mishim Ibn Nisham Yaseira, Ubiyontiv Nami Iker Nisham Yaseira. So the Yontif continues in the Shema Yaseda from Shabbos. You didn't leave the reason why you do the Psalm is because your Neshama kind of loses it. Ay, 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 now it's weekday again. So you want to go and revive it and you give it the Psalm. Why Psalm? Because Psalm is a Rachnias type of Bracha. It's not Gashmias. You can't eat the Psalm, right? You eat the Psalm, but you can go and smell it. So that gives you new Ruach. So that's the reason why on Motzei Shabbos to revive your neshama, so to speak, because you lose the neshama. Yontif, you have the neshama. Said the kashin dim came, but Motzei Yontif, every time the Motzei Yontif, and my litakin of psalm, then you have to have the psalm because you lose the neshama. You say it in the end. Good to kash. The beyond of lack of neshama yisrael, there is no neshama yisrael beyond. The hacha ain maski psalm. So when you say psalm in the benching, and not the benching in the kiddush, in the kiddush of talah, we should the simchas yontif va'achiv u'shtia moil kimoy besamim. Because since you're eating now a yontif meal, that will take the place of the psalm. You're going to have now geshmak of fish and soup and meat and kugel and duck, baram baram. That'll take the place. Ishtam le'nechayim ze'atam nochem ikar. That's the ikar tam. So according to Tosis, when it comes yontif, in fact, you kachnir yontif lek. There's no nisham yaseira. And what's the reason why you don't do besamim every single matzah yontif? Because there's no nisham yaseira, which is leaving. You didn't have nisham yaseira. Why don't you do it on the kiddush and avdolah together? That's because the mashlam, the suda is going to be mashlam. I believe it's Svasemis who says that's the opposite. Svasemis says that on yontif there is a nisham yaseira. And that's why we don't go and make on Friday night when on Motzei Shabbos and Kiddush and Avdolah, you don't say the psalm because you can, the Shem Yisrael continues. You have the kasha now. Why a Motzei Yontif? Why do you do psalm? Says the Sfas Emes, because unlike Shabbos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu imbued Yontif with a special Neshem Yisrael which continues with the Yid even after Yontif is over. The Hashpoh is Toivis of Yontif. Isru Chag Ba'avoisim Al-Karnasim Mizbeach. You take the voices of the Chag, you try to attach the Chag, the Yontif, with chains and with ropes, so that it continues with you even after Yontif is over, and that's why you don't go make a psalm, because you still have the Neshem Yisrael even post. Have a wonderful day, boys.